Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Looking at the protest yesterday, what was the turnout like?
Oh, there was a decent turnout at fairly short notice. There was about 60 people there.
What's your feeling on, you know, the people that are informed on what's going on in Venezuela right now? What's your feeling on how the Australian public is feeling about this issue?
Well, I think the Australian public is probably misled by a lot of the things that are said in the corporate media. Basically, the Australian government and the main media have tended to side with the US government, the government of Donald Trump, suggesting there's some sort of pretext in democracy or crisis by which they're intervening. But the people at the demo were very clear that this was a naked aggression. It was a grab for power. There have been several coup attempts backed by the US in the last 20 years, and this is the latest one.
Well, of course, you know, as you say, Australia has supported the US in this, or at the very least supported the same position as the United States has taken. It's certainly not the first time south of the border that the United States has decided to get themselves a little too involved in another country's politics.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's been over a century of US interventions in Latin America, and of course that's why there have been the creation of these big regional organizations to try and deal with their own problems, and the classic cry of Yankee go home, because it's very clear in Latin America that the US has been trying to control the resources in the markets of its neighbours.
Well, in 100% fairness, you can certainly say over the past couple of decades, the situation in Venezuela hasn't been terrific for the people. The people have been struggling with a great range of issues. I think that's undeniable. How is the United States justifying that Guaido taking the reins is going to be any better?
Well, there has been an economic crisis in recent years, in part the responsibility of the government for not stabilising the currency, but there have also been great advances in social programs, in education and health and so on. Now, the US applying its own sanctions to Venezuela, which are damaging the economy, are using this as a pretext to try and get their man in so that they can get back into the country and control it as they did most of the 20th century.
At the top of my recollection, I seem to recall there's a bit of oil there as well.
The biggest proven reserves of oil in the world, apparently. But remember also, we've got a whole lot of services, electricity and education, health and so on. The privatisation bonanza there is something that is very attractive to US investors too.
Certainly Russia and China are still backing the Maduro presidency instead of the Guaido coup, such as it were. What's the relationship like there? I mean, realistically, how are they stepping into this one and giving some sort of backing?
Well, Russia strategically is supporting Venezuela. China in a more passive way, but China, let's remember, is the biggest investor in Latin America in all countries these days. It's, of course, the massive capital resources of China extend around the world, and they're involved, for example, in most of the big infrastructure schemes throughout Latin America.
And looking, of course, I mean, we talk about how we're receiving the news here in Australia. We're talking about how these other countries are justifying their own positions. The citizens of Venezuela, stepping outside the corporate media sphere you mentioned there before, Tim, do we have a real indication, a real barometer of how the citizens of Venezuela are reacting to this news?
Yes, we do. I mean, the country has been very divided for some time. There's a very strong opposition sector, but there's been a majority Chavist or reform sector behind Chavez and Maduro. But in relation to the recent intervention by the Trump administration, there's a poll by Interlastis, which is an independent group there, showing that around 80% oppose the Trump intervention in Venezuela, and they oppose the sanctions also, and about 75% support dialogue to resolve the problem.
So where do we go from here in terms of, are we going to see dialogue, or are we going to see a whole bunch of things we don't want to see?
Well, the Trump administration has been very aggressive about its ambitions for Venezuela, but just in the last day or two, the governments of Mexico and Uruguay have announced a dialogue conference in Uruguay, which will take place next week. And that has brought in Russia and China and the Caribbean countries and the United Nations Secretary General. So there is an alternative opening up for dialogue to resolve this problem.
Tim, how would you personally like to see this one ultimately unfold?
The the Venezuelan people have to resolve this problem themselves. It's for them to do. And I think they're saying it very clearly if people care to listen. But the problem is, as I said at the beginning, our news is often mediated through the corporate media, which have their own ambitions.
Well, Tim, thanks very much. Do appreciate you talking to us. It's a complicated, it's a nest of a problem for, I think, a lot of us to wrap our heads around. Do appreciate your time.
You're welcome.